Yeah. And we're back.
Q&A.
With another episode.
Q&A.
Chilling with our boo. And I'm with Q. Hey. Tell the DJ to hit the ones and the twos. And when I hear the sound, that is my cue. Yeah. To hop on the beat and go act the fool. Uh-huh. Questions and answers like call and response. Yeah. We go back and forth and build as we talk. Everything from music and business and politics. Life lessons learned. We discuss all of it. You gotta tune in to every episode. Yeah. Watch us on the live stream and listen on the road. It's the Q&A, here the Q&A show. It's the Q&A, here the Q&A show. Hey.
Q&A show.
Let's start up an operation.
Okay.
I'm drinking just what I'm facing. I'm glad I got it. They said I'm contemplating
just my team music information.
Lay back.
The problem is lay back and just chill.
Until we just push through it day by day.
Okay.
No lie in my city. I'm used to niggas throwing shade. Don't care about no feelings. Don't
survive.
Care about the bitch done lost the best thing she ever had.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm talking real shit. I know
y'all about to make me start rapping this motherfucker.
Hey, spit it out. This is just the intro.
Yeah, for sure.
Charlie Sheen, man. Go download it on all platforms.
Check out the video on YouTube, too. Man, that Mud Diamond page. Make sure y'all subscribe to that. Like the blender, a lot of shit coming up. Speak on the path, bitch. I'm fucked up. It's over. Talking about making it last. Now, why you calling my phone?
Head ass. She say I'm moving too fast. I say throw another dial on my tab.
You are my mind. I had to race. I never like man.
My new chick now.
Yeah.
She get the last laugh. Nigga, I'm just loving my pride. Yeah. Nigga, I'm just loving my pride. Yeah. Nigga, I'm just loving my pride. Yeah.
My team, we win this shit, boy. Ain't no joking. I keep your bitch lurking, keep a secret like a virgin.
Every day, I'm trying to live my life.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I like this, that second verse a lot better, though.
The second verse?
Yeah. Across the ocean.
Why is that?
I just swagged it out. They white lotion. I just swagged this shit up, bro. I don't know. I just like that second verse a lot.
I'm fucking with Charlie Sheen, man.
Yeah,
for real. Man. Yo. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome back to the Q&A show. Starring my co-host, Q.
Yo.
And myself, Abu Sama. Yes, sir. We in the building. And for today's special guest, we got that boy, Five. How you doing?
Man, what's good, man? Hey, pleasure to be on the show, man. Appreciate y'all for having me.
No problem, man. And so I wanted to do something a little bit different for this podcast. I wanted to shine a little light on a small business before we get into the podcast. So for today's highlight for the small business to a girl, Ward. She's out here crushing shit. She's a photographer. She was recognized by Who 13, Jody Long. So she was recognized by a supposedly she's a mover and shaker out here in Des Moines. So if you guys want to book with her, go to www.wardcreativestudios.com. again, that is www.wardcreativestudios.com. so go check her out.
And shout out to Kanisha, for real, man. She's
for real a black woman out here, you know, moving and shaking.
Yes, sir.
Black excellence.
Yes, sir. So let's get into this podcast, my boy. So how's the family doing, man?
Man, they good. Everybody's good. Son's well taken care of. Mom's sure. Good. Dad's fine, man. We just pushing through, man.
Yes, sir.
Just living life.
So everybody supporting the movement and stuff like that?
Man, you know what? Honestly, a lot of people is kind of shocked, like, family-wise, you know. I think everybody knew I could rap and shit like that, but I don't think they, like, actually pictured me doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and but you know, some of my friends and stuff like that, they kind of like encouraged me a lot, like especially Neil, you know.
Oh yeah, Neil,
he definitely encouraged me. He been encouraged me to rap since 2013.
Yeah,
man, you know what I'm saying? So he was the one, he was like kind of the first person to like get me started and everything like that, because man, you know, it was all about football, you know what I mean, with me. So
eat, sleep, breathe football. That's why I'm so like what, okay. But it turned out good, bro. Honestly, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Turned out good. So let's get into this podcast, man. So how'd you come up with the name Five? Where did Five come about?
Man, you know, 515, that's where we from. Yes, you know, sir. What I'm saying? You know, I put the periods behind the five because it stands for something for me personally, man. Like, you know, my number's always been five, and, you know, through high school, college, whatever sport I played with, you know, played in, it's always been that number, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I put the periods before those letters because, like, F stands for five, like, and five, F stands for fantastic. Mm. You know, I stands for integrity, V stands for value, and E stands for excellence. And that's what we pushing, like, you know, as a whole team. Mm. And then even as myself, like, that's what I install in myself, those five words, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I got the five from. Mm.
Yeah. I like that. And to be honest, bro, like, I ain't even gonna cap. This is breaking news on the Q&A podcast, bro. You inspired me to become number five. Low key, bro.
Damn, that's love, bro.
I remember I went from two and then I switched over to five, but you were one of the reason I switched over to five, just because, like, your play style and how you ran the ball in high school and stuff like that.
Man.
Right hand to God.
That's crazy, bro. That's love, bro. That's I really do appreciate that, man.
No problem.
Five is everything. You know where I got my style from?
Who's that?
Darren McFadden.
From Arkansas?
You know
Arkansas,
it.
Yes, you sir. Know yes, it, sir. Man. Arkansas.
Played for the Oakland Raiders. He 25, ran. Sir. He had five, like, all that. Yeah, that's where I got all my playing style from.
That's big facts.
Yeah.
You got a question, Q?
Shit, I was just, first I was going to say what position you play, because, you know, I'm just picking up on you, you know what I'm saying?
I play running back, man. Yeah, I was a quarterback sophomore year in high school. That's how I kind of got started
at East.
Then I transferred over to Lincoln, became a running back. I came right after if you guys know Jordan Bernstein and Adam Robinson.
Yes,
I came right after them, and yeah, man, they was taking off going to Iowa and everything, and then I did the same thing. I went to Drake, so, you know, I followed right behind them, you know what I mean? So them guys inspired me the most, like, to be a, you know, true running back and, you know, go for greatness and everything like that, because that's who I grew up watching, you know. And even guys from East too, like, you know, like Neil and Sama and all them, like, all those guys collectively, like, I just watched them, you know what I'm saying, and I grew into them, you know what I mean?
So. Coach Fayafong.
Yep, and I'll never forget to a. Hey, I hope Scott watches this, man, because I beat him in a race at Lincoln.
For real,
yeah. He'll never tell this day. Never tell anybody that. But yeah, I did. I smoked him. He got me on the start, but yeah. Hey, I start picking up on his ass, man.
100 meters,
and he was tired as hell after that. But this was like. Bro, this shit was like probably like 4 years ago though. So
what?
Yeah, 4 years ago. So
if anybody, like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You ever had dreams of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm sure you did, you know what I mean? But like, what college, like, was your dream college, like, to get picked up by? Like you ever had dreams of making it to the pros or?
Oh, like, man. Yeah, man. Like, everybody has a dream. Like, and, like, back then, sports was all we knew. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So like he said, eat, breathe, sleep, football. And that anything that was on my mind, like, it was always going to the NFL, always doing something big. And that's kind of like how I just transformed it to the music side, you know what I'm saying? Because I put my all into anything that I do. Mm-hmm. Any of my friends would tell you that, you know, and when it came to football, I did the same thing I'm doing with this music shit. It's the same thing I did with football. Like, you know, man, I had them dreams to be this big NFL star. I even, and some of my raps and stuff like that, and the music, you guys ain't heard a lot of music, but in my raps, I talk about that shit. I talk about, like, I'm going to be that first pick on draft day, on NFL draft day. Like, we used to talk about that real life when we was walking to Logan and shit like that. Like, me and E-Man sitting there talking about that shit. Like, hey, man, I'm about to be the first one to get picked up, like, type shit. So those are memories, like, we'll always, like, we'll always just go back on and always think about that shit. But yeah, I definitely had dreams like that. I never pictured myself going to Drake though. That was just kind of out of nowhere. But I just felt like, you know, it was home. You know what I'm saying? And it just felt good to be there. It's a prestigious school.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You got to be very educated,
top notch,
man. Yes, oh my God, long nights and you know, long nights in the library, man.
I can only imagine,
bro. It's crazy.
Like, every time I hear Drake, I think of, like, you know, the white boys and you know what I mean. Like,
oh yeah.
When you said prestigious school, I was like, yeah, I fell into place right there,
man. Like, there was motherfuckers there, Asian motherfuckers there that didn't even speak no English, man. That's how, and the crazy thing is, they don't know nothing about sports and shit like that. So some of them wouldn't even, like, nobody would, like, come to the games besides the motherfuckers that really knew about sports and shit like that, and the ones that were involved and shit. And that's what, like, that's why I missed out on, you know, what I'm saying, as far as being in school and shit like that. I missed out on, like, having that big crowd and all that shit like that, because nobody really cared for football at Drake, you know what I'm saying? Yes, but at Grandview, they did, you know what I mean? So it's just like, sometimes I, you know, there's a little resentment towards that shit, but I always had love for DU, you know what I'm saying? And they taught me a lot, you know? They really educated me on football for sure, so.
So let's start off with day one at the Boys and Girls Club. Do you think growing up in that environment helped you become the person that you are today?
For sure, bro. Most definitely, man. Everybody that I grew up with has influenced me in some type of way, you know what I'm saying? Good or bad, you know what I mean? But, like, everybody, like, that's where it all started, bro. Yes, that's like the home Mecca, bro. That's why I met you. Yes, that's how I met Playoff.
He was there too, everybody, man.
Like, that's like, bro, I will never forget those days, bro, those memories and shit. That's something that I would cherish for a lifetime, bro, because you'll never get those back, you know what I'm saying? But you can always go back. When I'm sitting here talking to you, we can reminisce about that shit, bro. But yeah, bro, that's like Logan days is everything to me, bro, for sure. That's the hood, for sure.
Do you think, like, when they took away Logan, that impacted the youth as far as, like, in Des Moines heavy?
Yeah, it did. I think when they took it away.
Yeah,
man, I don't,
like, they still moved in. They still got Boys and Girls Club, but it's not a easy access to the youth.
Yeah,
they
see,
gotta travel.
That topic, I don't want to get into that. But you know, I feel like it's about a money thing. Cause back then, we used to be able to get in there for free. Mm. And they just used to have us there because there was so much going on in the neighborhood. Yep. You know, our parents didn't want us out there and shit. So you can just go ahead and go to Logan. Facts. And you know what I'm saying? The staff would always let us in there for free. And all, like, it was just a home for us after school, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have to go home. We went straight to Logan playing basketball, all that, like, you know, and then taking that away from the kids. That, I feel like that's just because now everybody out here doing, you know, on drugs, everybody out here shooting everybody and shit. Like, it's getting crazy out here, bro. Yeah. But we need facilities like that for people to go, like, back in the day, because you never seen us out there doing anything like that. We was chilling. That's right. In there playing, but we in there hooping, playing football, playing the video games. We chilling, like, and that's what the kids need to be on today, man. Like, we got to get that back, that old culture back for sure, man.
Where do you think you'll be without Logan Boys and Girls Club? Like, is that even hard to even picture,
man? What I'll be without Boys and Girls Club? But the thing is, man, my parents, man, were on me, man. They made sure I was right, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, it, I think it would have influenced me a little bit differently today, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, me staying on top of my shit, like, my parents they made sure of that, you know what I mean? So I was always gonna be on my shit regardless, you know what I'm saying, bro? Mm.
So, like, how hard was it for you to, you know what I'm saying, to retain from that, you know what I mean, to stay on the path that you stayed on, like, instead of getting caught up in the streets and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, you know what I mean, like, getting caught up too deep, you know what I mean, like,
because there was a lot of,
and all that,
because there was a lot of kids, like, at that time that got into a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure we can all name at least one person,
stuff you can't recover from, you know what I'm saying, like, you know.
You know, I've had them chances to live that life. You know what I'm saying? I've had plenty of chances to live that life, man. And but you know, like I said, having those parents that are there in your life and they telling you, like, don't go there, because I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? My brother was living that life, and I would go over there and I'll be with him. I see all that shit, and it's just like, bro, do you want to do this or do you want to become something bigger than this? And I'm thinking I want to become something bigger than this, because pretty soon I'm going to want wife. I want a wife and I want kids and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And do I want to be living that life when I'm, you know, when I'm with my wife I'm raising my son, you know, like I'm doing now, you know what I mean? So it's just like, nah, like, and then, like I said, my brother, man, he always knew I had it. So he was like, he would always steer me away from that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my brother Jig, man, for sure. He in Seattle, Washington doing this thing now. I love him, man, for sure. But yeah, he got me out of that shit for sure. Like he definitely stirred me away, because he told me, this ain't the life for you. I know you gonna make it somewhere. Like, he always told me that. So
that's facts. So how old were you when you started playing football, and do you think at that age it helped you stay out the streets and just stay out of the BS that was going on?
Yes, definitely helped me stay out of trouble and all that. I started when I was 5 years old, man. I've been playing football. The last game I played was, I was age 28. Dang. That's how long I was playing football. Five years old to 28 years old.
Jesus, that's a long ass time, bro.
I just stopped playing football last year because of the pandemic.
For the Sioux City.
No, we was actually going to play for the Omaha Stockman. But we were playing for Sioux City those years, 3 years before that, you know, that we was with them.
Weren't you guys like undefeated or some shit?
Man, we was undefeated. We was winning championship, whooping motherfuckers ass, hey, bro. We was, yeah. Shout out to D-Ball, man. Uno, man. We cold. We was, that's my road dog right there, man. We went through so much together when it came to the football side of things. But, I just put a post on Facebook about that shit and how I miss it and all that. Like,
I seen it.
I'm never gonna forget football, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you see all these injuries, you see everything happening, and then on top of that, you're not getting you putting your body on the line, you're not getting the money you's worth for it, you know what I'm saying? There's no point. So I need to do something else, you know what I mean? Like, well, I got a new journey, you know, and I'm loving it right now, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What was the worst injury that you suffered during your football career?
I had shoulder surgery. I had a torn labrum and a separated shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah. And another injury is the groin injury, man. That shit's so nagging. That was, those were the two worst injuries for me.
Okay. So my question for you, this is my personal question, bro. When you was going to East, what made you switch to Lincoln and why, bro?
Oh,
right. This is an unanswered question that I've never got that.
You know what's crazy, bro? I get those questions all the time, dog. My bad, man. But I switched because, honestly, at East, nobody wasn't going nowhere. after high school, you have all these great players, but they wasn't really going anywhere. And then, like I said, I grew up watching Adam and Jordan, and you seeing what they doing. They going to Iowa and shit like that. So I'm like, I'm trying to go where they going. You feel me? So So that's really the reason why I switched. But honest, I ain't gonna lie though. E-Man was the one. E-Man was the first one, man. E-Man, he was like, bro, I'm going to Lincoln. You know what I'm saying? You know, E-Man, he started as a sophomore at East. You know what I'm saying? So he had, it was already made for him, you know, to become something at East, but he switched it over, bro, because he had that same thought that I'm trying to go to Iowa. I'm trying to go somewhere bigger, and that's what Lincoln was doing. And then, but honestly, like us going to Lincoln, it ended up being almost the same, though. I got to keep it honest. Like, you know, shout out to Coach Mihailovic, but that's like my favorite coach ever, bro. Oh, my favorite coach ever. I love him to death. But it was honestly the same, man. East ended up beating us in the playoffs. Remember that?
Yeah.
Look, we ain't not, man. We ain't going to get into that, bro. I ain't even going to talk about that shit, man. I don't know if you want to do that. Yeah, that shit, whoa, bro. I'm telling too much right now.
You know what? Should I ask? Fuck it. I'm going to ask it. Never mind. I ain't even going to ask it, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. So when you were making that long ass play down the sideline, and when number two hit you, what was happening? Like, what was going through your mind after that hit? Cause you popped up. From what I've seen, Tyree was the one, you know, stumbling and shit like that. But
you talking about when our helmets popped off?
Yeah, that big ass. I said, wow, these things is for real,
bro. That's because that was the first game we was playing against each other.
Oh, for real?
So you know, it's it's, you know, the fan four is me, Dorian, E-Man, and Tyre.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, and E-Man, I mean, Tyre and Dorian's on East, me and E-Man's on Lincoln. So, it was, that was the first game we actually battled each other, and that, I got that long run, and yeah. I'm just feeling it. I see little Tyre coming, I'm like, bro, fuck it, bro. I don't know, bro. I knew, bro, Tyre always gets me by my shoestrings every time, but I seen he was just coming, I was just, man, said, fuck it, bro. I was just ready, bro, and then it just, I don't know what happened after that. I know I popped up and yeah. I was hyped as fuck. Yeah, I remember that. Like, bro, I was like, yeah, let's get it, bro. I was
on the side,
yeah,
like, yeah. What the fuck? That's funny.
Yeah.
So, the transition. So, when you made the transition from Lincoln to Ellsworth, how was that transition for you? And why'd you choose Ellsworth out of Iowa Western and all the Iowa Central? That was a running back favorite.
Man, I know, bro. I till this day, I be telling myself that I should have went to Iowa Western, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. But Ellsworth, it just, they was the first, like, I don't know. It was hard, bro, because I was supposed to go to UNI, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But I had failed the fucking ACT mm. or whatever. And then, like, the only choice I had was Ellsworth. At the time, was Iowa Western and Ellsworth. But it just felt so, it felt so right at Ellsworth because of guy, Coach Rodriguez. He was just very, like, he's very into my style of running and shit like that. He was an offensive lineman coach. And then, like, mm-hmm. he was just, like, he just knew, like, what it was going to be when I got there or whatever. And it just felt right over there, you know what I'm saying? And then, honestly, I kind of like, being away from home, like, 2 hours away from home and shit yes. like that. Like, it gave me, like, a break, a peace of mind and everything like that. And I was just so, I ain't gonna lie, Ellsworth had me so focused, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was weighing, like, damn near almost 215, like, damn. Big as hell up there. Like, yeah, bro, like, really like, trying
still
to
with
get
the
it.
Same style and stuff?
With the same style, same speed. Like, I started as a freshman over there, bro. Like, damn. Lit, yeah. I was, bro, all district 2 years in a row. Yeah, bro, I was doing my shit up there at Ellsworth, man. So shout out to Ellsworth, man. I'll see y'all boys.
Yes, sir. Ski.
Big Panthers.
How was it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I always wanted to play football, like, prior to high school and shit. Like, I played street ball, like, all my life. I'm pretty nice, you know what I mean? But, like, I never got the chance to feel that high school fame type, you know what I'm saying? Like, how was it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, lifestyle type, like, going to school, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yo, I like that play, you know what I mean, type of shit. I like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, describe that.
Regular jock things, like when you see, like, in the TV screen, you know, it's kind of like that, honestly, you know, but it's just in person, and you kind of don't really be realizing it until you watch TV and shit like that. Like, damn, that's really how I am, like, type shit. That's really what's going on, but it's definitely, like, I don't really try to be too, like, too cocky. I'm very much confident or whatever, and I very much appreciate everybody that's, like, ever been a fan of mine as far as football goes and everything like that. I mean I love all the love that everybody showed me in anything, you know what I mean? So, but it's definitely cool to just be that guy, like, to say you that top guy in football for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got longevity in football, bro. I'm like, I'm really blessed, bro, to, like, really not have no, like, major injuries like that, you feel me? Yeah, so, right. Like, yeah, I'm truly blessed for that shit. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
I heard you say Darren McFadden earlier, but, like, who would you besides him, who would you compare your game to? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he was a player right now on the field, anybody in the NFL right now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would you compare your game to, like, that's most similar to you?
Dude from the Saints, Kamari.
You know what? I was going to say Alvin Kamara.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. That boy, Dalvin, man. Because Dalvin, he don't have as many cuts. And I wasn't a shaky, shifty dude. But Dalvin he's not shifty either. He got that one cut. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I am, you know what I mean? So, and he got that speed too. You already can't forget that.
Yes, sir.
Or whatever. So I compare, but we kind of the same height too, but he a little bit bigger than me. See, I was a small running back, so, you know, but I'll definitely say Alvin Kamara.
Like, was you a catcher? Like, you had the hands too?
Or? Yeah, I got the hands too. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love, yeah.
All around,
bro.
So
you should have put the highlights up, bro. You could have just put the highlights up real quick, highlights. Man. Bro.
I got you. I'll share some.
Put a tape top.
Yeah.
When you made that transition from Ellsworth to Drake. How was that? Because I know, like, Ellsworth is, like compared to Drake, it's a whole nother ballpark as far as, like, education. And then you guys are at, like, what, D1AA or something like that?
Yeah, that was D1. Drake is D1AA.
So, like, as far as competition, how was that on you?
Man, like I said, so at Ellsworth, you dealing with a lot of, like, personalities. So you got people coming in from Texas, you got people coming in from Florida, people coming in from Cali. So you meeting different people. I was around Florida boys all the time. I was around them motherfuckers so much I started talking like them, bro. Swear to God, bro. But yeah, bro. And then you got the Drake side where it's more white people, white predominant and stuff like that. There's at that time there wasn't really that many, you know, too many blacks on the team and everything like that. But you're dealing with, like, people that are real life, like, up there educated, bro. Like, these motherfuckers is gonna be millionaires, like, someday. Like, you can, and the thing is, you can learn from both, though. You can learn from both sides or whatever. But the transition was cool, though. Like, I was more like, when I was at Ellsworth, I was more like antisocial. I wasn't doing ask Dorian, I wasn't doing shit, bro. I was literally to the books, to class, and then I would go home on the weekends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I got to Drake. I started opening up more because now I'm around my peoples again. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And you're at home?
Yeah, I'm at home and everything. So everybody know you now and shit like that. Then at the same time, I got to go to school and shit like that. So it was hard. And then you got practice and all that shit too. So it was definitely, I'll definitely say it was a lot easier at Ellsworth, but then Drake was a lot more harder, but education-wise, and then, like, football-wise, I learned so much, though. I learned so much about the game when I was at Drake compared to when I was at Ellsworth. Ellsworth, I was just doing my thing, but then when I got to Drake, I had to, you know, I had to step down a little bit, bro. Like, they really, like, I was on my high horse, but there was a time when I fumbled the ball in the game against Grandview and shit like that, and the motherfuckers took me out, like, and that was my first time ever, like, going through some shit like that. Yeah, like,
you didn't know what?
I was like, damn, bro, like, that's never happened to me before, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like that, like. Like when I got to Drake, it was like, bro, like, you got to step up, you got to do more type shit. You not all that like you think you is, honestly. You know what I mean? But at Ellsworth, I could definitely compete with them boys. You know what I'm saying? So it was all love though, man. For real, I appreciate both schools. You know, for getting me to where I'm at today.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any college stories that you'd like to share? From, like, maybe it was like a night out or
I was about to say that, like, or college parties.
Oh, man.
How Drake giving it up, man?
Man, Drake relays was always fun. Shout out to Peggy's.
I can say I remember I came to one of your New Year's Eve party. It was me and Tyler Thompson, bro. And for some odd reason, you were living over there by the Drake Diner.
You know, hey, you know what? Shout out to my boy, Jordan Lewis, man. Yeah, and check out his he got a little podcast thing going on too called Out the Score, so check that out. But yeah, that's me. That was me and Jordan's party. That new it's Red Light District.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
Oh my god, bro, we fit like 200 people in that motherfucking little ass apartment. Like, that motherfucker can only fit like 100, I swear to God, but we added 100 in that bitch. I ain't give a fuck, bro. We
packed like sardines.
Oh, bro, it was crazy in that bitch. Yeah, bro, yeah, that was a crazy ass night, I ain't gonna lie. But I've had plenty of crazy nights, man. I don't know, honestly. I can't even name one, but I do want to shout out to my boy Alec Record though, because that was like my best friend, honestly, in college and whatever. And I did everything with that boy, you know what I'm saying? He would always come to the crib with me and Jordan and shit. And then even after school, we still remained friends and shit like that. So if anything, bro, if I could go back, it'd be them memories, like, with my boy Record and shit like that, man. And then honestly, the grind of it too, like, even though I hated it, but the grind of school and shit like that, like, I like shit like that. I like, you know, grinding and then finally accomplishing something. So,
sure.
Something big like graduating from Drake, that's something, you know what I mean?
What'd you end up graduating with?
I was a bachelor's of sociology.
Yes,
sir. Yep. Sociology of the arts. Sociology of the arts, bro. Yep.
And for the youth out there, how important is it to get your education and to accomplish what you've accomplished, which is getting your degree and stuff like that, even if it's not at Drake.
Yeah, it's very important to get your degree, because man, they handing out them jobs now, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have, like, if you, it just depends on what your field is and what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, like, if I could really keep it real, like, everything that I was taught at Drake, like, is not what I'm, like, not what I'm using, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, when it comes to music and shit like that. Don't get me wrong, I was actually taking, like, the media class at Drake and shit like that. But I only took that motherfucker for, like, 2 semesters,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it wasn't even my thing. I just jumped into something just to finish school type shit, because yeah, it was just so much, you know what I mean? Like, just to keep it real, but, but I do want, like, you do need to go to school, because you got to be educated at some point, though. You know what I mean? Like, sure. Like, you can't be out here just being dumb and shit, making dumb ass moves and things like that. Like, Drake did teach me something, you know what I mean? But, like what I'm doing right now, as far as what I'm doing right now, Drake didn't teach me that. That's just something that's always been in me. Like, yeah, for real. I ain't even going to lie about that. But, like, nah, bro, definitely make sure, like, go to school, man. Get your education. If college is for you, some people don't need to go to school. You know, they don't need to go to college. Maybe that might not be for them. You know what I'm saying? They might try to get it another way. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're trying to be somewhere, like, if you're trying to be in that office, man, in them suits and ties and all that shit like that, then take your ass to school, man.
Take your ass
to school. Go to school, for real. That's what's up.
So, you obviously are somebody that has a tight connection with the community. What would your one tip be to an upcoming artist as far as building good relationships and networking with the rest of the artists in Des Moines?
Communication is key.
Mm.
That's all I'm gonna say, man. Make sure you consistent and communicate. If something go bad, tell them. Like, that's, bro. And, like, since I've been in this, you know, in the music game, and then even in the promoting scene and stuff like that, like, communication is, like, the number one thing with me, because I've had so many problems, man, so many, where I've been getting frustrated and everything, and I want to work with motherfuckers because it's the communication is not there or whatever. So if you got that, like, you'll be able to work with anybody, and also connect with people. Like, don't be afraid to talk. You know, I was, like, honestly, I was one of the ones that was afraid to talk and talk to people about different shit. Like, I was just kind of to myself and to my team, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, just communicate and connect with everybody, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's facts.
Mm-hmm.
You got a question, B? I got a hella questions for him. I go off days.
I'm just soaking it up, man. Like, it just everything sounds money. Like, you know what I mean? I was going to say something about just, like, as far as, like, networking and stuff. Like, sometimes people, like, I know I done reached out to a couple of people, and, you know what I'm saying, no hit, they don't hit me back. You know what I'm saying? I don't get discouraged. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I just take it for what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm sure at some point, hey, I reached out to you, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and y'all connected. And it could be from y'all past, or it could be just because y'all connected, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But one way or another, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna connect, you're gonna connect. And if you ain't, then, you know what I mean? It's just a billion people plus in the world.
Amen.
People,
well, you know, yeah, bro. So, when one door closes, another one's always gonna open, man. Everybody gotta think that way, you know?
Your network is your network.
Like, you know what I mean? Good. If I look out to somebody, if I reach out to somebody and they don't connect, that'd be they loss, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially on the
music shit, because, you know what I'm saying, I can't do nothing but compliment somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up,
you know
what, man.
I mean? Like, some people would be scared of, you know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, oh, they gonna take my fans, or, you know what I mean, or some petty shit like that. Like, that's because they ain't got no confidence in themselves, you know what I mean? Like,
how are you able to build the confidence that you got? Especially switching over, knowing, like, damn, okay, maybe I should focus on corporate side. Like, how'd you have the confidence to switch and jump into the rap game?
Man, everything is a learning and a growing process, man. Because you can even ask Playoff, and you can ask Tyler, man. Like, I wasn't always, like, the type to just jump out and ask Guala. Like, when we would do shows and shit, I wouldn't get up on the mic and, you know what I'm saying, be talking or whatever like that. Because I was kind of always, like, insecure about like what people was going to say when I hopped on the mic or if I ever started rapping and things like that. Because when I was doing the promoting, a lot of promoting and shit like that, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, bro, I'm about to just hop in this shit. But it just came to a point, bro, where it was just like, bro, just do it, bro. You like you done everything here, bro. You went out there, you done performed in front of thousands of fans and stuff like that before. You done it, so why can't you do this? Like, you know what I'm saying? If your niggas is sitting there telling you, hey, bro, you can, I can see you rapping. Like, I like what you talking about. Like, you can ask P. Man, Playoff would tell you he would sit with me for like hours, bro. Like trying to get me to get the shit down, like in the studio and shit like that, bro. So, like I said, it's always been learning and growing process, bro. And then the key is like just like what Nipsey would say, like, bro, he went through every emotion, bro. Stick to it, like, and I listen to him a lot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, RIP to the legend, man, yes, for sure. Yeah, but I listen to Nip all the time and shit like that. Him and Dave East, I listen to them all the time, and like, and their shit is just so motivating to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? It motivates me in life to continue my dream and continue what I'm trying to do and to build a foundation for my family and the people that I fuck with and shit like that. So, man, that's just what I'm on, bro. Like, I can't be shy no more. I ain't got the time. Facts. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like, I ain't got the time no more, bro. So now it's time to, let's push it, you know?
Let's take off.
You know?
What do you think separates you from the rest of the artists? If it's sound, style, just your vision of how you, you know, go about videos, what do you think separates you?
I ain't trying to like throw no shade to anybody out there or whatever. I just think my style is just totally different. It's not common nowadays, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on some of the OGs as far as the 90s hip hop music, like Pac and Biggie, Nas and Jay-Z and all them. I grew up off them, like Wu-Tang and stuff like that. Some of them kids don't even know nothing about that no more, but I grew up off those guys and shit like that. And then even the OGs that are here, like my brother-in-law Sean Wayne, like Cortez Miller, Smooth G, like, you know, I grew up off them guys too, and it's just always been about that original, like authentic, you know what I'm saying, type of rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the new school. Like, I be bopping to that shit and all that, bro. But it's just like, I'm more into the storytelling. I'm more into what people are talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the beat. Yeah, everybody's gonna love the beat, but what is you saying on the beat?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Yep. And that's what I strive. Like, that's what I strive for. I want to make sure that I'm actually saying something that's actually like it has a purpose behind it.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You're not just mumbling and putting words out.
You feel me? Like, you know, but like I said, like, we want to, like, my team, Mud Diamonds, bro, we make timeless music. You know what I'm saying? Longevity music, shit that you can bump 20 years from now, but we definitely gonna have some shit coming, y'all. Watch out, I'm trying to tell y'all, bro.
Hey, I believe it. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to say though, like, fucking Charlie Sheen joint, like, I was trying to think of somebody who you sounded like, and I couldn't do that. And I just, you know what I mean? That was like, yeah, I fucks with him.
That tells you he's not copying, you know.
A lot of motherfuckers, like, as soon as I hear him, I'd be like, oh, who is that? I could think of like 5-6 different people, you know what I mean? Like,
man, I heard, I appreciate that too, bro. But I heard Fabulous. That's what I heard. Some people in Baltimore told me that shit.
I can see that, but that was
because, you know, Fab got that, you know, he a smooth talker, you know, with the ladies and all that shit like that, so
he ain't rah-rah-rah.
Yeah, you know, he laid back with it, like, so that's how I kind of seen that shit too. But like I said, like, when, you know, I feel like I got my own type of style.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like now that I think about it, your voice, like, sounds like Fabulous, like, it's just coming to me now, like, it sounds like Fabulous, but your style of music, you know what I mean? Like, when I seen the Charlie Sheen joint, I was like, I didn't think of Fab, you know what I mean? And I'm from Buffalo, New York, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout
out. It didn't pop up to me, so, like, your voice, now that I think about it, your voice sound like Fab, that's just your voice, like,
your style,
you know. It didn't really say Fab, but, you know what I mean, it's coming together now. Now I can see, I can see you and Fab on a collab. You know,
man, that's shit. If I get a Fab with collab with Fab, bro, bro, I'm going crazy.
That should be mad.
You ain't got to work no more,
dog. Bro, I ain't got to work.
As far as, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But nah, man, I that's crazy. Buffalo, New York. See, bro, you know who I listen to every day of my life is Dave East. I listen to Dave East every day, bro. You, bro, man.
So
I cannot stop playing my boy for sure.
That's probably gonna, man. So that's probably gonna answer the question I have for you next. Dead or alive, who would you want to work with?
Oh, dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Damn, bro.
Actually, let's start with dead first. And
man,
let's go like a top three, like not even top three, no particular order, just three motherfuckers. First motherfuckers that come to your head, like type shit.
For dead, man. We trying to get that money, bro. I'm Michael Jackson. What's up?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Mike,
okay.
I need that. I need that.
Respect that.
Mike, right? Pac for sure. Mm. Got to work with Pac. Man, you know what? Nas, because I think like Nas.
Well, no, Nas alive.
Nas. No, I'm bad. I'm tripping. Tupac. What I say? Tupac, Mike.
Mike, yep.
Man, shit, man.
Nip.
Ooh, Nip. Yeah, Nip. There you go. Thank you. I'm good now.
That was my first choice. Like, yep. That's always my first choice.
Yeah. How about alive?
A lot. Nas, for sure. Nice. Nas. East. Man. Bro, I'm trying to think, man. That last one kind of tough, bro. Dang. Man, I'm trying to think who's in the game, like, cause I like motherfuckers that's older though. You know what? If I could, bro, I definitely would want to work with like somebody like Dr. Dre, bro. Mm. I definitely want to work with somebody like just to learn from him, because I know I probably wouldn't be able to get like no project because his ass take too long for shit. You know what I'm saying? but just to be in there and just like and learn the history behind everything and just to know what he know, that would be a dope ass experience. I feel like
it would soak some game up.
Oh yeah, that's what it would be all about.
So. Yeah. Your new single, Charlie Sheen, and shout out to Mud Diamonds as well.
Shout out to my nigga Kilo, CEO, man.
Yes, sir. Ski. Break down the new single with us, and where'd you get the idea for this record, Charlie Sheen? Like, what was the influence? Because when I think of Charlie Sheen, bro, I think of Friends. You know what I mean? Or...
I think of Party, you know what I mean? Like, Charlie Sheen was a man. Like, he was... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, my man's, hey.
From Two and a Half Men, like, just.
He thinking
just,
how like, I'm like, thinking. You
know
what
I'm Two and a Half Men,
that's
I'm
what
sorry.
I mostly know him from, but I know from the other side of Hollywood. I just know he get down, and I ain't even from Hollywood. I ain't never been in Hollywood.
Doing the drugs and shit. Yeah.
It's just a turn up, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a turn up the lifestyle, you know what I mean? Besides the HIV part and all that shit, just take that shit out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Charlie Sheen. Party turn up. Type
but
shit.
I'm clean. Charlie Sheen, but I'm clean. That's why I said that, man. Hey, my man's got it. Hey, for that, you know what? It's what's crazy. So I'm chilling with my pops. And the song's already wrote, because the what y'all don't know is the song is like it's a real life story. You know, it is a real life story about three females, honestly. Yeah. And that's what people don't understand about it. But I'm watching I'm with Pop's chilling, I'm watching Two and a Half Men or whatever, and then I see Charlie Sheen and with the different women and how he treating them and all that shit. And I was just like, I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, bro, I'm about to for real name that song Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Like, that's about to, yeah. And then that's when when I write music, I write my verses first. And then I'll come up with a hook or whatever. But when as soon as I named it Charlie Sheen, hook right there. Mm-hmm. That Sticky Green play your shit on Charlie Sheen, but I'm clean. Shorty came over for that beam, hit him one time, and now she geek. I just, bro. And then it just matched so much with what I was saying in the verses and stuff like that, because basically in the verse, all I'm doing is like bouncing from one female to the next because they done did some fucked up ass shit or did some stupid shit and I ain't trying to deal with it. And if you think about it, that's what Charlie Sheen do. He bounces around from one female, but we had to come up with the visual for it though. Mm. What you say about Charlie Sheen? What you think about? He parties, drugs, all that shit. Yeah. We don't, me and my team, we ain't on none of that other drug shit, but we do smoke that good herb.
Yes.
You feel me? But it was like, we gotta come up with the visual now for this shit. Oh, mansion party.
Mm.
No one, who could have guessed it, bro? We, like, this is what we do. We throw parties, bro. And it just went so well. Everything just aligned. So like so well, bro. We ran through some problems though, a lot of problems, bro. But it just aligned so well with what the song was about and everything like that, bro. But this the song, bro. That's why I've been letting it just go for a long time, bro. Because the song, like, this was like a 4 or 5 month process, bro. Mm. Like lit with this song, bro, and that
especially
like
with the video,
with the
stuff.
Video and all that shit like that. And but the verse and all that shit was already written. That shit was written like last year, bro. Like 2 years ago almost.
So what? Like you just like fuck it. I'm just let it fly.
Bro, let it marinate a little bit.
Man, it was real life. Like I told you, I like storytelling and I was just like, yeah, this shit needs to be heard. And I found that beat. Shout out to P. Illy on the beat. She produced that shit and then she just went crazy.
Pee Wee from East?
Yep.
What?
P. Illy, man, she's cold.
For real? Y'all,
we got some shit on the way. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Hey,
we got some shit on the way, bro.
That's why she's in the. Okay, that makes
man,
sense.
Illy is crazy with it. Y'all don't even understand, bro.
What?
I'm just blown right now. I'm blown right now. Like
Illy is, bro. She's like
just a female.
I really don't think like people are ready. Like they're not ready, bro. She's almost like before time type shit, bro. I'm watch y'all
Missy
gonna see,
Elliott,
bro.
Missy
Elliott, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, bro. Modern day, bro. I promise to God, modern day Missy Elliott, bro. Y'all
I ain't never really heard
shit.
Of no females like that cold, like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you're just making beats, period. Like you know what I mean. So,
she, but
to hear
she,
a female that cold,
bro. She produces, she sings, she raps. Oh, bro, wait till they hear about my business. Oh my God, y'all about to go crazy.
Looking
bro.
Forward to it.
Oh man, yeah, it's coming soon, bro. Probably like for real, probably summertime. We probably gonna drop that shit. But yeah, bro. Illy. But if y'all listen to the beat though, it sounds like that got that lo-fi kind of sound to it.
I get a Kendrick Lamar vibe in the beginning.
And that's what I was going to get into. That's the style. Like, when you hear it at the beginning, that's what we was looking for. We was looking for that Kendrick Lamar type of style because, bro, I'm tripping, bro. If I want to work with anybody in life, K-Dot, bro, I'm sorry, bro. I got to work with my nigga K-Dot, bro. I'm tripping, bro. Like, that's where that first original sounds where it originated from was from K-Dot and shit like that. Because everybody, like... When you hear it, you like, what the fuck? What is that?
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
It's a new sound.
It's that K. That's what the effects we were looking for, that K dot. We almost had it, but I like how it was though, bro, and shit like that. But I try to like switch up the audio. I try to make it more like modern, but it just didn't sound right, bro. Mm-hmm. Like the way I already had it, the way me and Illy had it already, it was already perfect. It was just too original, bro, and too like authentic, bro. The sound to it, what I was like, bro, I fuck with this hard, bro. I don't know why, but we just gonna put it out there like that, bro. And then shit, it's doing its thing, it's doing some numbers for sure.
Sir, so Mud Diamond, let's talk about the brand, the record label.
Yes, sir.
Mud Diamond, who created it and where was the inspiration? Like, where'd that come from? Honestly, I love it.
Yeah, bro.
Because to me, like, it sound like you guys are getting it out the mud and that you guys are, like, you guys personally think that you guys are diamonds, you know what I'm saying? So that tells you once I clean off this mud and I grind it out, you're going to see the diamond shine within me.
Diamond out the mud, no rust. Hey, man, embracing pressure, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When you in the mud, bro, you know, all of us have struggled in life.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know what I'm saying? But it how you gonna come out? You gonna stay stuck in that shit or you gonna come out on top shining like a diamond? That's basically what it stands for. Kilo. He started that. Kilo. Kilo Kells. Shout out to him.
Kelly Madison.
Yep.
Okay. I know you're talking about from Hoover.
Yep. Yeah. Kelly did that, man. And he brought it, man, Kelly brought it like shit. He brought it to everybody's attention like 2 years ago. You know, and then me and bro was just talking about it one day, and I was like, you know what, bro? I'm trying to join the team. What's up, bro? He was like, oh, you gang already? Oh, yeah, let's do it. So we just came together, bro, and like, you know, too, like, me and Kelly, like, two giants, bro. Like, he got it on the basketball tip.
Yes, sir.
I got it on the football tip, bro. You know what I'm saying? So us just reuniting and the people that we know outside of us, and then they reuniting too. Like, everybody's coming together into one, bro.
I even seen Dwight out there, 6 foot.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, bro. We got a whole team that's ready, bro. Like, and I just feel like nobody can stop us. Like, I'm not even talking about the city, bro. We trying to take over everything, bro. Like, we ain't even, our main focus ain't even, see, because we know what we doing here, you know what I'm saying? But we want to get it out there, bro, you feel me? And we definitely got the resources and all that. And, like, Mud Diamonds, man, is not just about music, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do everything, bro. We do everything. We're doing fucking heat. Kelly just graduated from barber school, you know what I'm saying? Mm. The man's a barber right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got people that are, like, put in different places, bro, and, like, and they have accepted their roles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the key to That's the key to making shit work. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, everything that we've been touching, bro, has just been a success. You know what I mean? And I just appreciate everybody that's on my team, everybody that's, you know, that's out there getting it and shit like that. Like I said, bro, it's not just music, bro. We trying to own different businesses, bro. We trying to invest in the different shit, bro. Like, we got a lot of shit going on besides that shit, bro. We about to have the clothing brand coming out, all that shit, bro. Like, we doing it, bro, for sure.
And when it comes, because earlier you were talking about how, actually, before we even dive into that, I want to know, how the hell were you able to get the game to co-sign on your Charlie Sheen song?
Man.
I mean, you ain't got to go into, you know, too much details because, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
People's going to want a copy, but.
Nah. You, honestly, bro, if I can keep it honest with you guys, I met the game 5 years ago. Yep. I met him 5 years ago, Hollywood High School. He was balling. I was out there in L.A., or whatever. I was actually with I was out there with Larry. Mm. I was out there with Larry's ass.
SWAT, yeah. Brother.
John, yeah, Larry. Yeah, I was out there with him. But there was a day he was up there or whatever, and heard he was up there. We went up there.
Yeah.
And Larry wasn't with me though, but I was like low key by myself or whatever. But
yeah.
Went up there, man, and he was just balling, bro, and it just like regular
basketball.
Yeah, he's playing basketball and just like a regular person. Like, we just sitting there watching and shit, and then he just, what up, like, shaking up, bro. And that's the same way I met 50 Cent.
Mm.
It was the same way. Like, I met 50 Cent in Atlanta, and they was just cool, bro, and then just, what's up? But I'm not going to sit there, like, I don't want to be, like, no groupie and be asking for pictures and shit like that. But just to know that I got to, like, shake that man's hand and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, bro, I don't even know if the game remembers me. What I did was I just sent him the song. Sent him the song. And he fucked with it, bro, and he made it happen. That's how it happened, bro.
Hey, that's what sucks.
I swear to God, I don't know if he remembers me or nothing. We didn't even talk about that. I'm just blessed that he even did that for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was money, bro. And I always appreciate
for
the
reason,
game.
You know what I'm
yeah,
like,
for sure. I met you, bro. Like, it's crazy, bro. How like
remember you low key,
bro. Like, he never said nothing though. That's the thing. So that's why I was just like, maybe he don't, because he done probably met so many people in his life. He, you know what I'm saying? And you know, people that he might think look like me or some shit like that. I don't know, but like, damn, bro, it's just like. Just to send you just one track,
yeah.
My first track ever rapping, and you already like, yeah, bro, I'm fucking with that shit. Like, just for you to do that,
yeah.
Bro. I've loved Game forever. Hey, Game in my top seven though for as far as rapping go though. Yeah, he cold, definitely.
So he probably just wanted to be a part of something great. You know what I mean? He heard the shit and he was like, yo, this is just gonna make moves.
Like, yeah, man. He, yeah, we, yeah, man. We, me, this ain't the last time you gonna see me working with Game. So,
yes, sir.
That's a fact.
Let's get into our next highlight. Highlight a small business. So for the next one is Legit Lawn Care. Right now with the snow being all crazy and shit, I know y'all need some snow removal. So hit up Legit Lawn Care Snow Removal LLC. They also haul. They'll haul your stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know U-Hauls can get expensive and whatnot, but this nigga will do it for you. He power washes your house, your gutters as well. So if you call Legit Lawn Care and Snow Removal LLC, ask for Andrew Williams. The number to that is 8-515, obviously, 865-3002. Again, that is 515-865-3002. And you're asking for Andrew Williams, and him and his crew will come out and get you right. But let's get back to the music, man. So who was your biggest influence growing up and person that inspired you?
Man, I would definitely say Tupac for sure. I would say all 50 Cent really, because like I grew up off the like the gangster rap era, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely like Tupac, 50 Cent. Like business wise, like 50 Cent really inspired me. People like Jay-Z and things like that, Nipsey Hussle or whatever. But like I've been inspired by like hip hop through all years though, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like I have different people that I like not necessarily like just take their style or whatever, but I like that I'll listen to and yeah. I'll be like, all right, let me see if I can tweak something and do it this way type shit. So I would definitely say like Nipsey Hussle, Tupac, 50 Cent, like definitely them three for sure.
That's facts. So when you look back on your football career and you know, as far as like your music right now, what's one thing that you're glad it happened and you're like, all right, so this happened, I learned from it, now I gotta move on with my life, but I'm glad this happened.
I got suspended from Drake for a whole year for football and football. I didn't even get to, yeah, man. I didn't get to play not one down, bro. All because I tested positive for weed, bro. So it was like, bro, I got suspended for a whole year, bro. I was pissed, bro. I ain't gonna stop.
Was it your first year there too?
Nah, it was my second year. It was my second year. But you know what? They gave me because I never had red shirted. You know what I'm saying? So I got my red shirt. So I got to stay another year and do my thing. But that was one thing where I looked at it and I was like, damn, bro, like, damn, you down right now. Like, that was like my first down moment like that I've ever had, bro, like as far as football goes. But yeah, you know, I took that time and just learned from every mistake that I ever made or whatever, and I just came back better, had a awesome season and whatever. We didn't end up making the playoffs, but no, it was a good season though, for me personally, I feel like. So
how about on the music side so far?
Shit, bro. On the music side, I haven't came across anything yet, like as far as that goes. But like I said, with like, you know, people not communicating, not getting back to you and stuff like that, that kind of like it be rubbing me the wrong way type shit or whatever. But yeah, but I definitely taken some falls as far as like promoting goes, you know what I'm saying, as far as doing the parties and all that, like definitely learning from my mistakes from there or whatever. I'm not gonna go into all the details with that, but like, yeah, definitely from the promoting side, I've learned a lot, like, and even like, and that's probably why everything's going fairly well on the music side, because it's from what I know from the promoting side, you know what I mean? So
it's when I think of Des Moines and promoters, the first person that comes to my mind is Sir Williams. Rest in peace to him, and sending all my love and condolences to him and his family as well. What did Sir Williams mean to you as far as, you know, being a promoter, and what did you learn from him while his time was here? We ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's good, bro. That man, bro, that was my real life brother, bro. Like, real life brother, man. Like, I could so many countless of times, man, I could just call him up and he always be there, somebody to talk to. He called me, you know what I mean? Like, that was like, man, like, that was my dog, man, you know? And there was always times, like, it was crazy, bro. There was always times that I had, like, I wasn't around, sir, sometimes and shit. Like, there would be times where I'd be close with sir with him every day, but there would be times when I wasn't with him every day. And he'll always call me and make sure I'm good. He'll always check up on me, make sure my mom is good, make sure my son is good. Like, bro, like, he's the reason why I started doing this. Like, because, Tyler, you know, P, know, like, we went up to Minnesota, and I had made, this song ain't even came out yet, and it's dedicated towards him, so y'all be watching out for that. But we made a song, we went up there to Minnesota, this was like, last year, and we shot a video, not last year, 2019, my bad, we in 21 now, and we shot a video, and he was in it, and he's in it, you know what I'm saying? And I let him listen to the song, and he told me, like, you need to stop playing around and do this for real. Like, what you afraid of? Like, literally, like, we all sitting there, just had got done blowing, bro. And, you know, and then that next year, you know, that happened, man. And I will forever be blessed, bro, to have somebody like him in my life, man. Because that was someone that had a pure soul, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And you just didn't. Nobody would ever just think like that would happen to him, you know. But I know, bro, looking down on us right now. That's why I try to stay strong, bro, because I know, man. Like, if he was here, like, dog, just to see the look on his face, like, with everything I'm doing, bro, like,
he'll be happy.
Bro, that shit, that'd be priceless for me, bro. Like, I ain't trying to get emotional on here, but, like, yeah, bro. Like, that was my real life brother, man. Like, I share a lot of memories with bro, man. Like, a lot of events that we've done together, and a lot of events that I've shown love to him, and he's come to my shit. Like, bro, like, that was bro, man. And
I'm sorry.
Rest in peace to bro, and you just keep looking out on us, bro. And I know you got us, you know.
Amen.
Always had.
If you want to go ahead and shout out the club that he has too.
You talking about Karma? Shout out to Karma.
Yeah.
Shout out to Karma too. I don't even. They better not ever have nothing there.
How about the one downtown? I heard like it was like a 5 something.
Oh, 525. Yeah, shout out to 525 though. Shout out to 525, Larry and them. But they ain't even in business no more. So it's like they taking all the clubs and stuff from us and trying to, you know. So we gotta try to maneuver around and figure shit out, man. Because they trying to definitely put us out, bro, and not let us do our thing around here. You know what I'm saying? So. The thing is like, we just gotta stop the violence, bro. Like, so we can have a good time, and that's what our shit. You see it in the video, bro. Like, we're all about the vibes, bro. Like, we don't, bro. I just had I just hosted a party, a mansion party with 700, 800 people there, bro, and no drama. Mm. Every hood in that bitch, no drama. Yeah. It's about the vibes that you bring, man, and. If you come up in there on some fuck shit, bro, it's not gonna be cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Never is. So that's what we gotta learn, bro, just to get off that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just get off that violent shit. Everybody just be laid back, be cool. Like, if you got beef with somebody or whatever that's there, don't even show up. Like, if you know you're gonna be there to fight somebody or be on that shit, don't come and ruin somebody else's shit. You know what I mean? And I appreciate everybody that showed up to that party and didn't cause no drama. Everybody got home safely. Hey, we was good. We got the party of the motherfucking
the year.
Party of the year, nigga. The best party ever in Des Moines, Iowa history. And I stand on that for real. We got a whole video. Go watch it. It's on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Shit.
So when it comes to Mud Diamond and your music career, where are you trying to take it within the next 5 to 10 years? Man. Where can you see Five, Mud Diamond, you guys as a group?
Globally. We're going to be global. I'm trying to tell you, man. And like I said, like, I'm more than just a rapper, an artist, bro. I'm a businessman at that. I started promoting and shit. I've been promoting since I was fucking 18. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the business side, I see myself being that businessman. You know what I'm saying? I see myself being like that Jay-Z, like that Nipsey Hussle, like, you know, it's not always going to be about music. The music going to be there, though. Like, the music always going to be authentic. It's going to be real. You're going to have a vibe to it and shit like that. But, like, I see myself on a business scale, bro. Like a top dog. Like I'll say that in, like, probably, like, you know, like, probably 15, 20 years. But, like, 10 years, I definitely can see like, the Mud Diamond game being on the map. You're going to see us, bro. Like, we can really make some shit happen, bro. I see myself being on the map 5 or 10 years from now.
Sir. Yeah. And then you guys got, like, what's up with this Super Juice that's going around the whole city, bro?
Shout out to my man, Subject, man.
What's up with the Super Juice?
Got the world going crazy over the juice, man. Man, go cop him. He, on follow the Snapchat. Is it just Subject One, I think? So, hey, follow Sub on Snapchat, man. Subject One, he'll give you all the advertisements on the Super Juice. Hey, bro, hey, that shit gets you slapped, bro. It's like... Yeah. Bro, have you had one?
I feel like I had like a little bit.
I ain't too familiar with the Super Juice. It's kind of my first time hearing about
it. Man, it's like a Capri Sun. I can't tell y'all what's mixed in or anything but it's a Capri Sun, big ass Capri Sun. I'm sorry.
I know what you
and
mean.
Then yeah. He dumped the Capri Sun in, and I want to say he got a little fruit at the bottom or whatever. I can't tell y'all the alcohol, but
yeah
get your ass slapped, bro. He got like 4 or 5 of them, like different kinds. So
yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah, shout out to the Juice Man, my boy Sub Man.
So when it comes to Five, what future business investments do you plan on tapping into or that you're learning about today?
Man, I've been shit. Recently, I've been up onto the you got the Cash App, right?
Yeah.
I've been up on the little investments and shit, and like the little Bitcoins and all that, bro. I've been up on that. Honestly, bro, I've been tapping in more with music right now. You know, instead of I kind of been putting off like shit. I've been putting a lot of shit off right now, like parties and shit like that wise or whatever, and just doing more shit privately, you know what I'm saying, it's for like people to see what we got going on, what's the next thing and shit like that. But yeah, bro, I haven't music wise that's where I'm trying to put majority of the bread into right now or whatever, and then once the music take off and shit like that, then we can jump into a lot of other shit.
Yes, sir. Have you guys tapped into Clubhouse?
Oh yeah, I'm on Clubhouse.
Man, I'm definitely gonna add you.
I'm on Clubhouse, man. Yep. I don't even know my bro. See, you know what? I've been so busy, bro. I ain't even been on Clubhouse, man. But yeah, bro, I gotta get back on there, man. Get in touch, man.
It's popping on Clubhouse.
Popping, yeah. That shit go hard, bro. Y'all gotta make sure y'all get. Hey, y'all learn a lot of shit from Clubhouse, bro.
Oh God,
a lot of shit, and man, though, just stay off that one shit though. They got a lot of other shit on there. Y'all need to stay off that, man. Go get some guidance, man.
Amen to that. And then, so to wind the podcast down, let me ask you this one, man. So, if there's a kid out there who's 1 foot's in the streets, 1 foot, you know, trying to pursue a rap career, or if it's football career, what would your one message be to that youth to stay on track?
First, I would ask the young man, like, what is his dreams? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what's your dreams and aspirations like? And I would, like myself, I would make him look like, if he was to choose like something else, like the streets or whatever, I would make him look 20 years from now if he was to choose a street life. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if he was to really say, man, I want to really get into, you know, football. I want to get into the rap or whatever like that. All right, I'm going to work with you. I'll guide you, bro, because like that's what my people did for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't always learned everything on my own. I had people that was there to guide me and shit like that when I was going into the wrong places and everything like that. So there's nothing wrong with like giving people a helping hand and shit like that if they need it. You know what I mean? So that's what I would definitely tell them. All right, walk with me. I got you. You know? So.
Man. Yeah. You got any questions, B? I got like three, four more. Yes, sir.
I was just gonna say, you know what I'm saying? Like when I hear the Mud Diamonds, kind of compared that to like a flower in the concrete, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that's not expected to, something that you don't expect to see, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's a great thing, you know what I mean? It's rare, like, you know what I'm saying? So I that's what I got out of that.
Man,
you know
I appreciate that, man.
It's a dope-ass name.
Yeah, man, he, Kels definitely did his thing with that, man, for sure.
That's mad creative right there.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some upcoming artists from Des Moines that you plan on working with?
Me and Maystar got a track about to come out together.
Maystar, yes,
sir. Shout out to bro. Man, like, I just talked to my boy Gnarly the other day. So I might hop on something with Gnarly.
Who's that?
Gnarly, the Honor Roll Camp. You know, Gnarly, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Kid and all them. Yeah, and Gnarly, yeah. Them
They're
boys.
Going crazy.
Crazy, man. But, I definitely want to work with some of my original cats. Shout out to SHMG. You know, Julie. I've been talking to Julie about getting him on the track. Bags for sure. Trying to get y'all on the track. Shit. Trying to think of who else, bro. There's not. Man, really, bro. Honestly, I feel like if we going to hop on a track together, bro, it got to both fit us. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hop on nobody's shit and it ain't going to fit me. And I don't want nobody hopping on my shit and it ain't going to fit them. So, like, that's just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? But
got to compliment each other.
Yeah, you feel me? Because that's how you make a great song. And like, that's just compliment each other. You know what I mean? But, I'm down to work with anybody, bro. I'm just getting started. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting started, bro. So it's like I'm cool with working with people, but like you said, like we got to compliment each other. I'm not just gonna work with anybody. You know what I mean? But those are definitely some of the people that I would like to, you know, see myself working with in the near future and all that, bro.
Sure. So like, why do you think it's hard for a bunch of Des Moines artists to come together and work together?
Egos. Cause everybody trying to make it up. Everybody trying to be that one. They want to be that one. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just how, you know, how it goes in like football, basketball, sports, anything you do. Everybody wants to be that one.
With that mindset, do you think it's hurting the city or do you think it's bettering the city?
Both. It's hurting the city because now you're not getting the support that you want, but it's better in the city because now somebody's about to blow up. Somebody gonna make it, like, you know what I'm saying? So Des Moines about to be put on the map here real soon, and that's a fact. And it could be us. I think it will be us, honestly, but it could be Trippy and them boys. I see them, you know what I'm saying? It could be UVT, it could be anybody, but when that does happen, the city needs to be behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I hate you, sir.
Yeah, not hate, be behind that, because that's what fucks up everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it.
And plus, like, whoever it is going to be the one that blow up, they got to come back and show love. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean, and bring everybody else up. So if they just going to blow up and leave, then, you know what I mean, that's just, you know what I mean, that's bogus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Definitely.
Hey, shit.
Because, like, me being from Buffalo, like, you know what I mean, we finally starting to get our recognition with Benny the Butcher and the whole Griselda squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, they putting us on the map right now. And before them, it was Rick James, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody even know you from Buffalo. So, you know what I'm saying, like, you know,
bro,
I mean, gotta come back and show love,
bro. You know what's crazy, bro? On my United Masters, bro, Buffalo is number two.
He just dropped the gym for y'all.
Buffalo
United Masters
for sure. That's my distribution joint, but they're number two on my streaming shit. On my most streamed plays, Buffalo's number two on there. Des Moines number one, obviously, but Buffalo's number two.
That's crazy right there.
Yeah,
that's,
bro.
You know what I mean?
That's love, bro. I fuck with Buffalo. I need to go out there and do a show.
New York. Well, New York's by Buffalo. I'm sorry. Yeah. So before we close out this interview, man, what is one positive message that you want to leave with the listeners, the viewers that will be listening to this? How do you want to be remembered when it's all said and done?
Just that I was just highly driven. I'm highly ambitious on my goals and stuff like that. And like, literally, like whatever I wanted in my life, like, it's not that I get it, but I'm going to go get it. You know what I'm saying? I work so hard, bro. Like, I'm not one of the ones that just sit back and you can ask my niggas, bro. I'm antsy, bro, as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always moving around. Like, I got so much going on, bro. But I think one thing, like, people would remember me as is, like, that motherfucker knew how to go get it no matter what it was. You know what I'm saying? And, nice. And yeah, bro, like, I'm very passionate about a lot of shit in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just passionate, bro. And that's what drives me the most. Like, you know, my son drives me the most. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, like, he's my world, bro. That's the only thing I have, like, that's left of me. You know what I mean? So I do everything I do it for him or whatever. And I know his name's going to definitely be in ringing bells when he grows up and shit like that, bro. Because you can already see it, man. He already on the TikTok doing his thing. He playing sports, bro, scoring 60-yard touchdowns and stuff. So he's going to be a product of me, better than me. And that's the shit that I want people to remember me as. Like, he influenced and he made people better. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, like, put everybody in the right position to do great in life. And because it's not always about me, you know what I'm saying? I realized that shit when I play football. You know what I'm saying? It's a team effort.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's nice. What everybody needs to remember that when they in their groups and shit like that, bro. You guys is a team, man. Everybody got their role, bro. It's okay to not be the star right now, bro. You gonna get your chance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and that's why me and my team is we doing what we doing, because we don't have to go through that shit, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's how I want to be remembered, that I was just that motherfucker that went and got it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? People doubted me and shit, but that's fine. You can doubt me all you want, I'm still gonna get it.
Amen. You feel me? For final question, man, what's your why? Why do you wake up every single day and you're like, you know what, this music shit, I got it? Like, what was your why in football, and what's your why in music? What drives you every single day?
Hey, man.
Aside from family, well,
aside from family,
yeah, because family is automatic.
See, because music is different, bro. Yeah. Music has me. I have all different type of emotions for music and shit like that all the time, bro. But like, I think what drives me is because I know I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
inside you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's inside me. It's always been inside me. Like, people don't even know, bro. I never really wanted to be a ball player. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, because that's all we knew at that time. But over a course of time, it was like, bro, like, I could see yourself rapping. Like, I want to rap and shit like that. So, like, I would definitely say, because I know I can do it now. Like, that's what drives me as far as, like, when it comes to music-wise. Football, bro. It's the grind for music too, but it was definitely the grind, bro, and just putting on that uniform, putting on that five, bro, when it's game day and you getting hyped up with your team, bro, and you catching them passes, you running that ball, you scoring a touchdown, you hearing people calling your name, bro. It's just the love that you get from it, bro. It's that feeling, bro, like. And I, like, that's what sucks, bro, because I'm never going to get that back. Mm. You like, and that's what sucks about leaving that sport, because
high. You want it.
Yeah, you want it, bro. You want it all the time, bro. You want it, bro. Every game, bro, I would be getting so discouraged, bro, if I didn't have over 100 yards and two touchdowns, bro. If I had 70 yards and a touchdown, bro, I would be mad.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, like, bro, that wasn't a good game for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
beat yourself up, bro.
It was just like, but it was that, bro. Like, football was my everything, and that's what I, you know, I always look to with that shit. But yeah, bro, because that was my why, because it was my everyday thing. Like, that's all I thought about, you know. Mm. So, But yeah, man, I'm just happy that I'm able to transition from that over to, you know, rapping and music and stuff like that. Because honestly, if you think about it, everything's the same formula. You know, you just gotta tweak some shit a little bit, man. That's what we doing.
Sure. Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate you, Five, for stopping through the station and giving us this exclusive interview, bro.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man. I believe my brother, man. I appreciate you, my bro.
Sir.
Man, this is Five, man. F for fantastic, the I for integrity, the V for value, the E for excellence, man. Mud Diamond Gang, we out here.
Yes, sir. And yeah, it's the Q&A show with my host Q. And Abu, we in this bitch.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> For sure. Hey.